97.5 WFHR and 105.5 WIRI, your Wisconsin Rapids home for locally grown radio. Here's your daily news roundup.
From the Wisconsin Rapids Local Newsroom, I'm Melissa Kay. There will soon be construction happening at the Southwood County Airport in Wisconsin Rapids. Alexander Field is receiving $2.7 million for terminal modernization and renovation. Airport Manager Jeremy Sickler.
There was a grant program through the Federal Aviation Administration that came out after COVID. It was a COVID relief development grant program. And we've just been kind of pursuing it for a couple of years now. And we are happy to be or honored to be the first and the only general aviation airport in the state that secured one of those grants.
Sickler says the Sand Valley Golf Resort in Rome is a driving factor behind the growth at Alexander Field.
It's well known both in Madison and in D.C. what a huge economic impact Sand Valley has, not just merely in the town of Rome or Adams County, but spreading all throughout the region because those folks are doing a lot of shopping and entertainment, not merely their clients, but also their employees.
Since Sand Valley opened in 2017, traffic at the airport has increased.
Both in aircraft activity and our fuel sales, I guess, are the one quantifiable metric that we have to demonstrate growth. And our fuel sales has grown every year.
The FAA grant will help make the airport more user-friendly with updated technology and operational improvements.
The building itself is in great physical condition. It was a very well-built building even 50 years ago, so we have a good structure to build upon.
Sickler says they hope to leverage this grant to raise additional funding for even more features.
If we get everything we want, we would add a second story, which would be an observation area, a public gathering area.
Construction will happen in 2027. You can hear the full interview with Jeremy Sickler on Perspective, Monday through Thursday at 9 a.m. at 97.5 FM, 1320 a.m., or anytime at WFHR.com. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
With Civic Media News, I'm Terry Miller. Some of the world's biggest meat and dairy companies, including several with operations right here in Wisconsin, have been making bold environmental promises. But a new study suggests most of those claims don't hold up. A report published last month found that the vast majority of sustainability claims made by the 33 largest meat and dairy corporations in the world are simply not legitimate. Several of the corporations called out in the report have a direct Wisconsin connection, among them Saputo Cheese, Tyson Foods, JBS, Hormel Foods, Dairy Farmers of America, and Nestle. Gas prices have dropped 23.5 cents per gallon over the last week. The average price in Wisconsin today landed at $4.13 per gallon. This is 21.8 cents lower than a month ago, but $1.17 higher than this time last year. This drop in prices was largely driven by falling oil prices, price cycling, and growing optimism around a potential U.S.-Iran agreement. Schlitz Beer, once the largest brewer in America and a Milwaukee icon, has brewed its last batch. Brewmaster Kirby Nelson started the final brew in late May at Wisconsin Brewing Company in Verona. Founded in 1849 in Milwaukee, the Schlitz Brewing Company built a legacy that earned it the nickname "the beer that made Milwaukee famous." Wisconsin Brewing Company received permission from Pabst Brewing Company to brew Schlitz one final time. A farewell celebration is planned at WBC's Lake Louie location on June 27th. And advocates are calling for the removal of the remaining dogs from the Dane County breeding facility, where protesters gathered outside Ridgeland Farms in the town of Blue Mounds near Madison this past weekend, calling attention to the over 600 dogs still on the property. The business had been breeding and selling the animals for medical research. The owners of Ridgeland Farms previously agreed to surrender their license to breed and sell dogs for research by July 1st. More news can be found at civicmedia.us.
Brewers baseball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports from AmFam Field, where it's the Brewers and Giants for game two of the Brewers' first four-game series of the season. Last night, Milwaukee down 2-0, exploded for seven runs in the second inning on the way to a 16-2 blowout over the Giants. And it all got started when the Brewers' Jake Bowers challenged a call and walked instead of striking out Pat Murphy.
Yeah, you think about Bowers' challenge there. That started the whole thing. And a bunch of guys, Sal swing the bat great, Vaughny doing his thing, Terang Hamilton. Wow.
I asked Bryce Terang about the challenge by Bowers.
The curveball down that he challenged? Yeah, I mean, when you think it's a ball, you challenge it, you get a ball. I mean, that's a walk instead of an out. So things change quick, and him doing that could have caused that inning for sure.
NFL, the Packers in a second week of OTA practices. Valuable time for the defensive players to learn the playbook of the new defensive coordinator, Jonathan Gannon. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. With high pressure squarely overhead, that will yield a beautiful early June day with sunny skies, high temps near 80 degrees. Mostly clear skies tonight, good sleeping conditions with lows near 50. Sunny and warmer on Wednesday with highs in the low to mid 80s.
That's your Wisconsin Rapids News Roundup from WIRI and WFHR, locally grown radio. Find more news anytime at WFHR.com and WIRI.FM. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.